Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 6 of the Book of Sirach. We'll be in verse 37 today with our practice and reflecting on the law of the Most High and his constant study, how it enlightens the mind and makes you wise. Reflect on the law of the Most High, and let his commandments be your constant study. Then he will enlighten your mind and make you wise as you desire. When I reflect on the law of the Most High, and let his commandments be my constant study, I see and understand life in a redemptive way, allowing all things to be forgiven, enlightening the mind, body, and soul of salvation's grace. Prudence and humility go hand in hand, and a life of serving becomes priority number one. God first is lived in every aspect of making decisions, and today I wrote a poem reflecting on the law of the Most High, making you wise to everything in life. Pray for this poetry to reflect Him, Jesus, 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 reflecting Him. When you live with prudence and humility hand in hand, you cultivate a balanced and grounded approach to life. Prudence enables you to exercise sound judgment, make wise decisions, and consider the consequences of your actions. On the other hand, humility keeps you grounded and self-aware. It allows you to recognize your limitations, acknowledge your mistakes, and be open to learning and growth. Humility helps you stay humble in success and stress. Amen. Appreciate the perspectives and contributions of others and maintain a sense of gratitude and empathy. Together, prudence and humility create a harmonious blend of wisdom, self-reflection, and modesty. Combined with the law of the Lord, we find life eternal in peace. Amen. Join my poem. It's titled Humility and Prudence, Divine Decrees. It's not the main poem that I wrote for this verse, but it is an ongoing piece that I put together this morning. In the realm of wisdom's sacred art, where knowledge and blooms and truth imparts, I find solace in a divine decree, the law of the Most High guiding me. In its teachings I behold the key, unlocking the vastness of eternity. For in its essence I am made aware of the intricate tapestry we all forever share. From the heavens above to earthly ground, this law whispers secrets profound. In every whisper of the gentle breeze, and in the rustling of the tall ancient trees. It unveils the mysteries of the stars, their shimmering light from afar, and in the depths of the ocean's might, it reveals the wonders hidden from sight. Through this law I gain the eyes to see, beyond the surface, what truly can be. In every face a story untold, in every heart a treasure to behold. The law of the Most High unfolds, wisdom's tapestry it softly holds. In every lesson it gently imparts, a symphony of truths within our hearts. With its guidance, I navigate life's sea, a compass steadfast leading me to understand the purpose that lies within the depths of these mortal ties. Through its lens, I find clarity to embrace life's ever-changing sea. For in the law, I am reminded true, that all creation is connected to. The law of the Most High, a beacon bright, guiding me through the darkest night. Its wisdom whispers in every breath, illuminating the path to life's depths. So So let me reflect on this sacred decree and open my heart to all that can be. For in its wisdom, I find my way to live in harmony day by day. In the law of the Most High, I find a mirror that reflects the divine. And in its presence, I am made wise to the beauty that in each moment lies. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem reflects Sirach 6, it's verse 37. One stanza poem today, as we reflected on multi-stanzas earlier on this same piece of scripture. Its title, Desires of the Wise Will Be Known. Most High Divine Law reflect, studying constantly commandments His shown, mind enlightened, will He to connect. Desires of the wise will be known. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's December 29, 2023. Recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close at 8:04, in Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a beautiful way to live your life in Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.